The following is paid for by Blueberry Pharmacy. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
I got to tell you, I love when this guy comes to work with me because I learn so much about a business that I'm passionate about, and that's the business of selling pharmaceuticals, but not just the traditional way, his way, the guy that wrote the book on this stuff. He's Cal McCormick from Blueberry Pharmacy. Let's begin talking about generics, something that we're all looking for because they're a little less money. It's great to see you again, and let's begin this evening talking generics. Go ahead.
Sure thing. Great to see you too, Rob. Always fun to be on, and looking forward to a conversation around just not just generics, but also later on talking about how tariffs are in the news as well. But generics, yeah, everybody asks, you know, when some of the big brand names are going generic. You know, if you're on a brand name medication, you feel it in your wallet because the cost of a brand name product is just so much more expensive than whenever something goes generic. And this past week, we had an exciting moment because one of the big blockbuster medications, I think it's actually top 10 in Medicare spend, just went generic. Medication for heart failure called Entresto, also known as Sacubitril Valsartan. So why this is exciting, why it's always exciting whenever we have a generic medication launch, is just that price falling. And it's been fun to see. And also, I can tell you a little bit about the mechanics of what we see on the pharmacy side too. But a brand name medication like this is typically $500 per month. And whenever generic launched last week, the very first manufacturer we saw on the market was probably about $200. Then we saw an $80 one. Then we saw a $60 one. Then we saw a $40 one. And then we saw a $35 one. And we actually went back to our wholesaler and said, hey, can you do any better? Then we got a $20 one. So it's just fun to see these medications, and it's market dynamics. It's whenever you have a marketplace and you have price competition, when you have multiple manufacturers of generics, when you have multiple wholesalers trying to wholesale those products, and then when you have multiple pharmacies trying to, compete for patients, that's whenever you have these price falls, price decreases. So yeah, it's super exciting to have a medication that's top 10 spend in 2024, I believe it was, across all of Medicare, millions and millions of dollars, now just be $30 a month per patient.
All right, so let me ask you, business is business, and I get the bottom line is what it's all about. Why do you think they made this move? Big picture, opinion.
Well, yeah, so it's not like the brand manufacturer has a say in whether or not it goes generic.
Right.
They lose a patent, and then multiple manufacturers can come to market after they go through the FDA approval process. So what do you mean by why do you think they made?
That they decided to make it a generic.
Oh, okay, now. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah
my
just
question.
How generic manufacturers decide, and I don't work for one and never have, so reading through, you know, just what's out there, is there enough demand in the marketplace?
And there obviously is.
Yeah, so whenever it's that big of a drug, whenever, you know, heart failure, a lot of people are affected by it. So whenever there's that big of a population who needs the medication, whenever there's that big of total addressable market with a dollars amount, you're going to have multiple competing manufacturers. And at this point, I think there are about 7 manufacturers that have come to market with their own generic, all approved as bioequivalent to the brand product, meaning, you know, it's been shown to reach the same levels in the body as the brand name medication has. So you can just switch from one to the other without issue, without talking to the doctor, all that stuff. It's interchangeable. But the 7 different manufacturers came to market because they saw that there was a big enough marketplace for them all to be, you know, sell their product and make some money.
So let me ask you, how long does it really take from point A, point B, point C for the research, the science behind a drug to get to where it needs to get approved by the FDA, and then, of course, being on your shelves and you're selling it to the consumer? How long is that process? It varies.
It very much varies. Yeah, there's things like an orphan approval status where, if it's a rare disease state and they can get fast approval for things. When we're talking about standard, you know, you have first stage one trials, clinical trials, and that's whenever it's proven safe in animals, and then you move to, or you have animal studies and human studies, then safety studies in humans,
and placebo studies in humans,
and then phase three is whenever you have the actual efficacy studies in a larger population, and then this gets approved. So that process can take some time, especially if it's going to get multiple approvals for multiple indications. So we're talking definitely years. And then in terms of patent life, definitely can get, caught up in court battles because there is a time on a patent, but it can get extended if they get multiple approvals for more indications, different disease states that it's approved for. For example, the first generic for Eliquis got approved in 2019. That was, 6 years ago now. Mm-hmm. There's not a generic on the marketplace yet. Because it got held up in court, it went to court. They were told, the generic was told, hey, you're not allowed to. Eliquis got their patent extended. And now we won't see a generic Eliquis until 2028.
So I've been doing a lot of research since you came on board with us. And I first met you on that MediConnect show. And we talk about you all the time. Sean Horn and I were talking about you this past week. And no matter what anybody thinks, you've been doing this a lot longer than other people, and you kind of started it, but you were the smaller person in the room, and it is what it is, what it is. But how is it that you're able to pass these incredible savings on to people? And I've had people come up to me, I heard this guy, that's where I go now. I was just talking to somebody about a medication the other day. I go to Blueberry Pharmacy. How are you able to do that with such success, almost as though you're challenging anybody to make you wrong? And you're saying, I can make it right. You just got to give me the chance. Why are you able to do this?
Yeah. Well, first, thanks for talking about us. And Sean is great. We love MediConnect. If you're looking for, advice on insurance, they're great.
We love you.
Thank you. And it is fun to say, whenever patients call in and they be like, I heard you on the radio, that's super awesome.
Because you really do care about the consumer.
Yeah.
You want to make, because many of these drugs are life-saving drugs. Mm-hmm. And when you get on a fixed income, and I'm heading towards that fixed income, every single cent counts.
Yes. Yeah.
You're making such a huge difference. And it's just amazing to me. And we'll pick it up on the other side of the break, but I got about a minute before the break. How's this feasible? Yeah. Who have you cut out here? What middleman? Who is that middleman?
Many. Yeah, and we'll pick up on the long list of them after the break here, but the middleman simply is the pharmacy benefit manager. It's the insurance company, to make things simple, where we don't have to have a call center. We don't have premium or tiers. We don't have, we don't have prior authorizations. We don't have formularies. The drug costs 10 cents, we add on a $10 dispensing fee, therefore it costs $10.10. It's that simple.
It's incredible. Listen, you can call or text 412-612-2279, blueberrypharmacy.com. Lifesaver, game changer. Absolutely love what they do in that little community of Westview. 412-612-2279, blueberrypharmacy.com. He is Cal McCormick. It's your Pratt Pack. We'll come back with more, and we'll talk more about those middlemen and how they are removing them from the conversation and saving you money. That's next.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we're back. Cal and I kind of talking a little bit about back in that hometown of mine, New Brighton, Pennsylvania, where your buddy Brandon's got a store, right?
Exactly, yeah. Forward RX, another cost-plus pharmacy similar to ours. And we were talking about Rosalind's Candy Castle.
Yeah, I know. Listen, and Brandon's dad, Pete Ananopoulos, dear friend, love him to death. We had so much fun back in the day. And it's nice to know that Brandon is just next door to where his dad did some amazing stuff for a long time. But Rosalind's Candy, just, they're in Coons Market.
Yeah.
They're in Janoski's. But I just got to say one quick thing, that the Crudden children, Mike and Jennifer, actually now Rosalind's Candy Castle looks like a castle in New Brighton.
That's got to be cool.
It is pretty cool. All right. Speaking of cool, a lot of things to get to with you. And again, you can call or text them at 412-612-2279, blueberrypharmacy.com. The middle men that you have cut out, mm-hmm. do they have anything to say about it? Or are they basically, there's nothing they can do?
Yeah, there's nothing that they can do to
stop it.
They can play games because a lot of them are vertically integrated in the healthcare system. So they can affect premiums, they can affect copays to drive consumers in certain directions. But in terms of their impact on our day-to-day, they can't impact us. We were talking about, you know, different issues with, you know, Medicare and formularies and all those things. It doesn't matter. You know, tiers, something being a tier 4 generic, tier 3 generic, doesn't matter at our pharmacy. You just pay cost plus 10.
How did this happen? How did we get to the point where some people, and I literally was with a man who was dying from a disease, and when he was asking his nurse how much this drug would cost, I'm sitting across from him, she said $10,000. Mm-hmm. And this man was just a humble, local entrepreneur. And I thought to myself, are these decisions, this was years before I met you, are these decisions being made every day when people are dealing with life and death situations? And I found out, yes, they mm-hmm. were. So what a godsend you have been to so many people.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and it comes back to why we exist and why it makes sense and how it happens is we overuse insurance for healthcare. What I mean by that is if you think about any other insurance product, life insurance, you only use it one scenario. Car insurance, you only use it if you get in an accident.
Right.
Homeowners insurance, you only use it if your house burns down. Health insurance, you cannot interact with the healthcare system without pulling out your plastic card that's in your wallet. They won't even, that's the first question that they ask you for. Can I have your health insurance card?
Or months before you go to the appointment.
Months before you go.
Right.
Hey, and you can't even get scheduled with certain people unless it matches the logo on your health insurance card. That doesn't actually lower the cost of care. It actually increases the cost of care to be using it so much. If you ask any economist what insurance is intended for, it's actually intended for high cost, unknown events. Knowing that you're going to take a blood pressure medication every day for the rest of your life is not high cost, and it's also not unknown. And therefore, it's not insurable. And so you can actually achieve a lower cost just going out and buying that low-cost medication. We're talking one of the medications, amlodipine, most common blood pressure medication, literally costs a third of a penny. Why do we need insurance to cover that medication? You get a lower cost, not involving a call center, a tiers, a formulary, a premium, you know, a bunch of middlemen and a bunch of bureaucrats, in between something that costs a third of a penny. And so we make the analogy to car insurance. You use your car insurance to buy things like car accidents. When you're in a car accident, you don't use it for your oil change or for your inspection or for your gasoline. These are low-cost maintenance events that just happen. Similarly, that's what we do at Blueberry Pharmacy, our low-cost maintenance medications. And the reason we're able to get them lower cost for people is because we just don't involve all those middlemen. You know, if you start trying to file claims to your car insurance, you can immediately see what happens.
It goes up.
Raises premiums. You've got a deductible, so you got to pay it off anyhow. You immediately see that. That same thing is happening in healthcare. Next year and the year after, we'll have the highest premium increases on record.
Here's the thing that's frustrating. Every time you get a bill and it's high, mm-hmm. if you're with somebody in the room and you're going, I can't believe I got to pay this for this. The first thing they say, oh, you must have a high out of pocket. Mm-hmm. No, I give them money out of my pocket every 2 weeks. They're not supposed to. Why was it back in the 60s and 70s when my dad was working at the mill with six children, a stay-at-home mom who worked harder than anyone? I never heard them ever argue about the pharmacy bill.
Yeah.
Because guess what? I realized after the last time you were here, they were paying cash.
Exactly.
And if my parents could afford cash back then with six kids, there's no reason why people like us in today's day and age where a middle-class income is $100,000 that they would much rather pay cash as opposed to going through this whole donut hole thing that we talked about with Medicare in the recent 6 months. Is that why? Because they were paying cash?
Yes. People actually say, oh, what you're doing is so innovative. And it's actually the exact same thing that existed in the 60s, the 70s, prior to insurance eating up the entire healthcare industry. That's all that's, you know, there's a doctor in East Liberty, iHealth Clinic. They'll see people for $40 a visit. No insurance, nothing, just a $40 visit. And so I told my mother-in-law about this, and she's like, wow, because he doesn't have a receptionist, he doesn't have any mid-level practitioners. It's just you walk in, you see the doctor.
That's what I want
to
do.
And I told this to my mother-in-law, And she's like, wow, that sounds like a lot like what it was like whenever I was a kid. You would just, you know, walk in.
Or the doctor would come over.
Yeah, there was no scheduling an appointment. It was a $5 visit. And so I did an inflation adjustment calculation on $5 visit to what it would be today. Mm-hmm. Guess what it was? $40.
Oh my.
It's literally the same thing. We just found our way back to a system that makes more sense. I go to see this doctor because my copay through insurance, my wife's insurance, is a $35 and I can't schedule for 3 or 4 weeks. So why would I go through that process? And instead I just go see a doctor that doesn't take insurance. I can see him same day if I want to, so, for $40.
This is such interesting stuff. You're going to want to be a part of it. At least get your prescriptions transferred to see where you stand, and then you can deal with them later. But call 412-612-2279. You can text that number to blueberrypharmacy.com. So we got about a minute exactly to the break. The question is, you can't clone yourself,
mm-hmm.
but... do you really need to be any place but one location? Because technology gives everybody the chance to come to you. They get their prescriptions transferred. They're up and running. So you don't need to be in 10 different locations. One, with today's technology and what you're doing, you can one size fits all, right?
Yeah. You know, to make a long answer short, I would love to be in multiple locations. Like you said, I can't clone myself. And I do believe in the value of a local pharmacy.
Gotta
and that's it. Why... you know, my goal is to, and I go present at conferences across the country so that we can actually inspire pharmacists to operate like ours. Because the reality is every community has or had a pharmacy, and they could all do this same pricing model. We don't need to charge outrageous prices for prescription
drugs. Wait till you hear what he has to say. No tariff prices? Absolutely. That's what you'll find. Blueberry Pharmacy, 412-612-2279, blueberrypharmacy.com.
The following is paid for by Blueberry Pharmacy.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, Cal McCormick is here, Blueberry Pharmacy, 412-612-2279. You can call or text that number, blueberrypharmacy.com. All I've been talking about on my other show is tariffs, tariffs, and tariffs. So explain to the folks why they don't have anything to worry about when it comes to Blueberry Pharmacy. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, the beautiful thing about generic medications and the cost-plus model is, let's say, for example, our average acquisition cost on a medication is 12 cents per tablet. So even if that doubled in price, 24 cents per tablet. Now, doubling sounds scary, but if you take that and multiply it times 100 tablets, you're looking at, or let's do 30 tablets, which would be a standard day supply, you'd be looking at $9 versus, say, $4.50. Which is significant, but it's still fairly low cost. Whereas, you know, most other healthcare, you know, we're talking a $300, $500 product. You double that, it's out of, you know, ridiculously priced. I mentioned amlodipine earlier, literally a third of a penny. That could triple and still just be a penny a tablet, right?
How is
so
that,
cheap.
How is that possible? I mean, that's amazing.
That's another show for sure.
Yeah.
Of like, it's probably like the generic marketplace. It is very competitive. And I do think there's value in reshoring our generic manufacturing because we really don't have a generic manufacturing base in America. We'll have patients come to us and say, you know, can I request a specific manufacturer, one that would be made in America? And there's very few drugs where that's actually possible. You know, we carry a company called USA Antibiotics. They make amoxicillin and other products because they're American made. There's American manufacturing of a generic Synthroid for thyroid, and we stock that one. But there aren't many other U.S. Generic manufactured products. So, you know, there is a valid argument that especially during the pandemic and, you know, when disaster would strike or anything like that, we need to have access to, you know, our supply of medication. So I get the idea behind a tariff in the medication space. And it is scary. What could it do to the price of our medications? But at Blueberry Pharmacy, we're not too scared because, you know, like I just showed you, they're so inexpensive that doubling, tripling the price really doesn't change it that significantly.
All right. Your lifetime, your children, your wife, my incredibly talented producer, Margot, your lifetime possible. Let me make a comparison and correct me if I'm wrong or tell me if I'm right. You know, I love the grocery business, Coons Market, you know, that great relationship. And I think you would be a perfect match with them, because I think what you do is the same thing that we do every day. It's about local, helping people. We have a thing that's called a private label, Essential Every Day. Mm-hmm. So I do a lot of, you know, price comparisons. Mm-hmm. Great name, great private label, great product. And I tell people all the time, you can actually save money when it comes to groceries if you just put a little time and effort into it and, you know, make that list, but also look into the private label. Do you think in your lifetime, Margo, your wife, your children, that everything will be generic?
Oh, no, I don't think so, no.
No.
No, I don't think so.
But do you think maybe 50% in the next 20 years?
So in the medication space,
yes.
9 out of 10 prescriptions filled are all already generic.
How many?
9 out of 10 prescriptions filled.
Then why won't it be 10 out of 10?
Because there's the pipeline, if you look at the drug pipeline, it's very personalized, very expensive, very niche products. So for very somewhat rare disease states or very complex disease states, what we call in the space specialty medications, and that is not changing. There's the economic incentive is to make more of products like that. And so that in that market, there's not enough patients. There's not a big enough market to kind of justify multiple manufacturers.
Well, I was promoting you coming in to the show tonight earlier, and I brought up the thing, and this is not a political statement. This is just me speaking. I've seen this president do a lot of things, and obviously we're talking about tariffs. I believe the next thing he will try to accomplish is more and more of those big pharma drugs being made in America. And I said that I was going to ask you this question, so I'm going to ask you, if more of these products were actually made here, would that make a difference price-wise?
Price-wise, yeah. It's hard to say.
Okay.
You know, I imagine it would cost a little bit more. That being said, I talked just recently about USA Antibiotics. And if you look at, it's actually one of the lowest priced antibiotics that we can actually buy. And so why is that?
Why is that?
Yeah. So you'd think, well, if it's made in America, it's going to cost more, but it actually is less expensive. You know, and some of that is maybe they already started tariffing some of the antibiotics or something like that. And so they're benefiting from the other ones maybe costing a little bit more. I think the benefit to society is more so having stability in the marketplace. You know, if something's, for example, you know, antibiotics, you know, infectious disease medications. My wife works in the hospital space. And, you know, often whenever there's a natural disaster, hurricane, and somewhere that makes the bags for, there's only one manufacturer. And so we don't have redundancy. We don't have multiple manufacturers. And they're all the time dealing with shortages on certain IV medications, you know, life-saving medications. So I think anything that we can do to kind of create redundancy or shore up some of that manufacturing is better for society as a, you know, but it does sometimes come with a higher cost.
But this is the thing that really, and again, blueberrypharmacy.com, it's the way to go. So many people are getting on board. Blueberrypharmacy.com. Get those prescriptions, you know, basically transferred, and you're on your way. So let me ask you. So I had a friend who used to be the head of GE Healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
Large, as we all know, General Electric. Did everything. This, that, whatever. Obviously, he's no longer there. GE has gone in a different direction. But this is what blew me away during the pandemic. And I was on that story every day. We couldn't even get ventilators in this country.
Yeah, masks.
Yeah.
Masks. We didn't have, I think we had one manufacturer.
How does that happen? I mean, you're the smartest one in the room. How does that happen?
Yeah, definitely not the smartest in the room whenever
pretty
it comes
close.
To supply.
Me and you.
Maybe we got two people here.
No. I think you got the ace in the deck. But think about it.
Yeah,
it's the same thing with drugs. It's what's happening. Yeah.
Yeah. We value lowest cost at all cost. And therefore, you lose some redundancy. You lose some shoring of the supply chain, stockpiling, things like that.
Right.
And whenever you just look at lowest possible cost, you forget about, well, what happens whenever pandemic hit? Well, you know what?
And I hope that we've learned something.
Hopefully. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of frightening when you think about it. But as we go to break, I just somebody makes the call, 412-612-2279, or they text. Can they literally say from their pharmacy, I want it all to go to him, and then we'll work it out? Is that possible?
Super easy. All we need is name, date of birth, what pharmacy's at, and then we take it from there. We do all the transfer process, and we call you whenever it's all ready.
Is it easy for me to say a safe bet? If somebody's listening or watching us stream this live at kdkradio.com by clicking on KDK Watch, you're going to save them money.
That's the goal. That's what we're in business for.
So listen, whoever you are, whatever your first or last name is, we all have to take certain medicines at times in our life. You call or text, have them transfer those prescriptions to Blueberry Pharmacy. You're going to save money. And last time I checked, everybody, and I mean everybody, wants to save money. Much more to come about why you also get personalized care with Blueberry Pharmacy, which is the most important aspect of healthcare. It's your Pratt Pack. We'll be right back.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Transfer those prescriptions. It's going to save you money. BlueberryPharmacy.com, 412-612-2279, 412-612-2279. So be honest with me. For a 68-year-old man not to be on any medication, is that rare?
That's good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Assuming you're...
I'm proud.
Yeah.
Assuming, oh, I just got a physical.
Assuming you... Yeah, I was going to say, as long as you regularly see the doctor, that's good.
My hearing is good. My eyes are shot, but I'm okay. All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about a couple of things. You know, I've got Canadian blood, French-Canadian blood in my family, but I wouldn't go to Canada right now for my prescription if I needed a drug or two, because it's socialized medicine, and he's bringing something to the table. And I've heard of people going to Canada. I know people get their drugs shipped from Canada. But it's a little pricey in Canada, and come the end of the month when the tariffs kick in, it's going to get even more expensive. So those folks going north of the border may want to think about Blueberry Pharmacy. Explain that to me.
That's correct. Yeah, yeah. And I don't fault anybody wanting to shop around and find lower prices. And sometimes with international, you can certainly do that because maybe in Canada there's a generic for something that there's not in the U.S. yet, or just the brand prices are often cheaper in Canada. But what we found out within the last week is August 29th, anybody that's using a Canadian pharmacy will see a tariff hit them or a fee come to their prescription that they're getting shipped from Canada. And so their costs will increase. So, you know, anecdotally, it seemed like a pretty high fee. So the actual fees haven't been set yet, but it seems like, you know, why pay for shipping, wait so many weeks for your drug to be shipped from another country to here whenever you could just come to Blueberry Pharmacy. So if you're wondering if you'll be affected and you want to see what your price would be on that medication here at Blueberry Pharmacy, we have a price checker on our website. So anybody, you know, can go and check the price on their prescription, price.blueberrypharmacy.com, or just regular blueberrypharmacy.com. Upper top right, there's a price checker button. Just go there and search all of our medications.
Listen, I have a lot of friends that are pharmacists, but especially even retired pharmacists. And the thing that I always admired about the local pharmacy is they would actually come around the counter, step off that little platform that they were on to help somebody, mm-hmm. answer questions. You still do that when it really has become basically just a mass sea of humanity at some of the big box stores now. On the other side of the counter and behind the counter, it's just amazing how they are able to get what they need to get done. Why can you still give that personalized service, even a return phone call, and talk to somebody and give them time to get their questions answered? Why can you do that?
It comes down to our model. You know, we actually have a lot of pharmacies are losing money when they fill these prescriptions. Not the ones that, like, all the brand name drugs, all that stuff. That's why Rite Aid went out of business. So if you're losing money or not making much money at all filling prescriptions, basically all those $0 copay medications that people get, the pharmacy's making pennies, 10 cents, 20 cents. You got to fill a lot of prescriptions to pay a pharmacist's salary if you're only making 10 cents, 20 cents, losing $100 here. And so therefore they can't spend time because they got to fill. And so our pricing model where it's cost plus 10 for each prescription actually allows us to spend time with people. And I got a great story from today, actually. It was a doctor calling in a prescription and he called in and I answered right away. Now, in our greeting, I'm the owner of the pharmacy. The greeting, my voice comes on at the beginning, says, "Hey, thanks for calling Blueberry Pharmacy. We'll be with you in a second. And as a reminder, our hours or whatever." And I pick up within two rings. He's like, this is Kyle.
What? You know?
What? I was like, yeah. And he was asking about the price of our Restasis for one of his patients. And it was $60. And he said, "That is ridiculous. You know, even, you know, the famous Mark Cuban that we were talking about, he's double our price." And he said, "I call there and I can't even speak to a pharmacist for 20 minutes. And I call you, you're half the price. And I can actually speak to the owner within a couple of rings." I said, "Yeah, you know, that's just our model."
That's good.
And I think it's value. You know, a lot of it has to do with the fact that we don't deal with all the middlemen. We don't have tiers. I don't have to spend time calculating day supply on your eye drops, or you know, spend time troubleshooting a reject from an insurance company, or spend time if you're going off on vacation trying to call the insurance for an override on your blood pressure medication because you won't have enough to get you through your vacation. We just refill it for you. You know, there's no spending time on phone calls with insurance companies and all that. So it'll frees us up a lot to actually have real life conversations.
Let me tell you how rare that is. On a couple of occasions, you know, when you call a place and you get the voice, you're about ready to just jump through the phone because you just want to get somebody and you're mumbling under your, you know, breath and all this other stuff. And then you realize you're actually talking to a human being. So that must be time and time again where somebody says, I can't believe I got through to someone. It takes at least 20 minutes to a half hour even to get anything checked today or to get an appointment. And that alone is worth it. But I want to close on this note. People that are on a fixed income, and the older I get, I understand, and I save, and I watch, and I would be considered cheap today when for many years I would give money to anybody at any time, any place, and anybody in this building will attest to it. I did it forever. You can even ask Brandon's dad. I did it for everybody. But if you save somebody $100 my age a month, that's a long way towards groceries, towards, you know, paying heating bills and, you know, keeping the air conditioner on in the summertime. That must be so satisfying to do that.
Yeah, no, all my favorite stories from working with people are directly related to allowing somebody to afford medication that they previously weren't able to afford or access.
I got to believe you've seen a few tears in your life.
Actually, today. Really? Literally, somebody was crying in the pharmacy.
You probably love giving this news to people.
Yeah. It's rewarding, yeah.
All right, final 30 seconds, all yours. Tell them why they need to go blueberrypharmacy.com.
Well, if you're on Entresto, you know somebody that's on Entresto, $30 a month, you can't beat it. Your insurance will cost you more. If you're all the other medications, see the price checker on our website, price.blueberrypharmacy.com. And if you want great service at reasonable, fair prices, transparent prices, that you can call, talk to somebody, text somebody. There's a human on the other end of the voice of the phone and on our text messaging. You can do that. 412-612-2279 or blueberrypharmacy.com.
Listen, for every senior citizen listening, we thank you. All right. Keep up the good work. Blueberrypharmacy.com. Cal McCormick. Paul's got the news. And then State Senator Jay Costa. Next.
The proceeding was paid for by Blueberry Pharmacy. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.